Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Rob, the Red Hot Summer Tour announces more dates of its 2023 iconic all-Australian lineup. We're going to have Bernard Fenning, Missy Higgins, Mark Seymour, Vicar and Linda, Mossy, Troy Cassadaly, and also this man,
Paul Kelly. The fans will be frothing for this. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob. How you going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Oh, very good. Looking forward to these shows.
Mate, it's great to have everything back, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah. We got to do some shows early this year, and we could certainly feel that hunger from the audience, you know, to get back to live music. You can take it for granted until it's taken away, but I think everyone realises how precious it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you've got a catalogue that just blows your mind when you look through it. The fans, I guess, they'll be expecting a few favourites. You're not going to disappoint them, aren't you, mate?
No, I think we're going to be, you know, all killer, no filler. I think that's the way we're going to go in this show. So, oh, a few surprises.
Brilliant. Well.
Hey, Paul, can I ask, mate, I love your song, How to Make Gravy. I listen to it not just only at Christmas, but all throughout the year. I'll just play a little bit.
Who's going to make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour.
Firstly, I love the Luca Brasi version they did on Triple J, like a version. That was a great version. Mate, the story behind it, was it true that you wrote that song, you took it to a mate, and he welled up with tears? Was that true?
I was asked to do a Christmas song for one of these Christmas charity records where various people sing Christmas songs, and the song I chose was Taken. So this is Lindsay Field, the guitar player who sings and plays guitars with John Farnham, and he was organising the record. And he said, well, why don't you write your own Christmas song? So I did, and then he came around to my place and I played it to him. And, he pulled his hanky out. He pulled a hanky out and dabbed his eyes.
Wow. That's how emotive
the song was. I mean, yeah, some of your songs, they really touch the spirit of this country, and it's no wonder that people just flock to you because you've got a presence about you. Paul, it's a pleasure to be talking to you now on the radio. This is just a bit of a win for both Paddy and myself because we're big fans and we're very excited for this tour. Who are you looking forward to playing with? Are you going to get together with a couple of the other artists?
Yeah, we haven't planned that out, but, there's a possibility of that. We'll also be bringing Jess Hitchcock on tour with us, who's a wonderful singer, and she's going to help us out in our shows. Vicar and Linda might be able to pop up for a song or two. So we haven't worked that out yet, but we'll see how we go as we go along.
Is there one song that you do that you just love belting out to the crowd that they just go cray cray, just go mad?
I like playing them all. I mean, you mentioned How to Make Gravy before. That's one of those songs that's got the sort of inbuilt gear change, I guess. So we always know that song. That's sort of a song that's going to work for us. You know, we don't play it so much as it plays us. It just takes us along.
Yeah, mate. To Her Door, Dumb Things, they're all coming out. And Paul, mate, what about, that's in 2023, the Hunter Valley at Roche Estate on Saturday, 25th of March. And this is a big tour for you guys, the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yeah, that's, I think it's 18 shows all around the country on, you know, sort of on weekends. So it's not a bad way of touring. We sort of go out for the weekend play and then we can come home. So it's a good balance.
That's right. So what's home life like for you at Christmas time, Paul?
It varies. I mean, we've got one branch of the families in Queensland and another branch down here in Victoria. So when we all get together, it's a lot of people. But most of the time, it's usually, you know, there's a Victorian side of things around somewhere. And then, you know, strays and friends and stuff. So we usually do Christmas carols. It's the big event for us on Christmas Eve. And that's usually around the 30 people.
Do you get out How to Make Gravy?
But sometimes I play that at the carols, you know. Seems people ask for it.
Brilliant. My sister used to play the violin. We always had someone in the family who'd pull something out. You got the guitar. Are there any others that join you?
Oh, yeah. Last year, my niece, she's learning clarinet, and she played Danny Boy. And, you know, we're all just sobbing. it's not a Christmas song, but, you know, it's like, you know, she'd learnt it. So we said, let's come on, play it for us.
Yeah.
But that was beautiful. That was a highlight last year.
Oh, Danny Boy. Right.
And those moments you never forget.
Yeah, never.
Mate, well, we so look forward. Paul Kelly, Bernard Fetting, Missy Higgins, Mark Seymour, Vikram Linda, Mossy, Troy Cassadaly. It is the full works, the full gamut of Australian music. Roche Estate, Saturday 25th, and tickets on sale. They go on sale 9 o'clock Thursday, 22nd of September. That's via Ticketmaster. We so look forward to seeing you there, Paul. And thanks for taking time out this morning and chatting with us, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure. Really looking forward to it too. Thanks, guys.
Go well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.